This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike Shope
I'm not.
Yes, you and are. The Bulldog. No, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's right. Both. You get both today. Until I bring up fantasy football and Bulldog leaves, looks for the next flight out, or you bring up, I don't know, some awful food take.
How tempting is that when you're walking through the airport? In this case, there was no rush to, you know, late afternoon even flight. So, you know, 1 o'clock, 1:30, check in, you're in, you're walking, and you're walking past gates with flights that are going to places like Munich.
Oh.
And
so this was not in Buffalo, but, you're saying. I've never seen a Buffalo to Munich.
We got luggage already.
We're here
already, might as well. It's always a little tempting.
I do love to look at the other locations.
Just let it roll.
Destinations.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
But
this was tough. This terminal we were in Denver was like, you know, I don't know, Hartford maybe, Atlanta on one side, and then, you know.
International?
Berlin. Yep. Brisbane. I don't know if there's Brisbane, actually. That'd be really far. But it was
possible.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Anyway. I've never done anything spontaneous at an airport. I do, not as much anymore, but I would, you know, used to fantasize about it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Even just like going to the airport and buying a ticket.
Right.
Can you do that anymore?
I don't know. It's been a very long time since I've tried.
Just sort of shop, browse around.
Yeah.
You look at that big board with the times and everything and just like, what do you think?
Now you got to do everything yourself even before you get to the counter. And like, I don't know, it still seems like you got to go to the counter anyway, at least if you're checking a bag.
Yeah.
Why am I doing all the junk in your app to begin with? Because I'm still going to show up here with my passport and you're going to look at me and go, okay, I accept you are who you say you are. Thank you for the bag. So I don't know. Why am I checking in early if all I'm going to do is go do the same process anyway?
When did that real ID start? Did you get in before that?
Well,
last week?
We just travel with our passports. So the passport is
you don't need
a
both.
Suitable replacement for if yeah
so. But that did like just start,
yeah,
right?
I saw a news conference today about the new screening and you got to have this or that, so the first time I ever heard about that, it took a while. The story I happened to be reading went on for a while about how important you're going to need to have this if you're going to do this and this and this, and it like eight paragraphs in the story, by the way, if you currently have a up-to-date passport, you're fine. Like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That seems like important, like an important detail you might want to inform everyone of, that I'm all set if I have a passport.
You're here to do it right now.
Right.
Well, you didn't miss a ton. The Bills discourse is kind of the same.
Great.
I know. It's. I'm very self-conscious about it now. You know, yesterday, one of my first thoughts about the day was, all right, what can I do Bills-wise that isn't about who their wide receivers are or aren't? And then Elijah Moore did media.
And that was that.
So that was that.
Right.
And we talked about him and that whole thing again.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about this, though. All the back and forth on whether they need more at receiver, is that really why they're not winning championships? What is it all worth? The if it needs to be said, I guess maybe it doesn't, but the underlying question with all this offense versus defense, you know, where you use draft capital, free agency, everything like that, is like, will the idea, what's the thesis here by the Bills? It's, okay, well, our defense needed more help. Nobody would really disagree with that. Let's just push in as hard as we can toward that. Multiple defensive tackles, multiple defensive backs, Joey Bosa, Michael Hoyt, Ogunjobi. Let's just, anything possible that we can do, we will do it. Will it work? You know, like, the back and forth continues on, does Josh Allen need more weapons? Maybe. It's debatable. The defense argument isn't really like, did the defense need help? Because most people would have said yes. The question about that is it going to work? Is it worth it to pour that kind of effort and money into defense? You know, either way you want to go, you're still already this good. You're still already,
right,
you know, AFC semifinalist. But that's really like it on the whole thing is, you know, maybe they don't need more offensive talent. Maybe they do. But is the idea of pouring all that kind of investment into defense worth it? That's, I think, what the question is. And then, you know, like, well, what does worth it mean? Does it mean winning the division again? Because does it already make it there?
It's got to make a difference when you get to that moment in the fourth quarter of a game against the Chiefs, where presumably you need to stop them so you get the ball back and score, something that the Bills did manage to do these last 2 years in these playoff losses, but still couldn't get it done. It's part of the reason why I feel like, yes, of course, add to your defense. You need to get better. The depth-wise, starter-wise, impact-wise, you didn't have a legitimately great idea, if even a good idea, to start at corner opposite Benford. So, okay, like, I understand what you're doing. I just think there's a lot of overreacting to it. And I've made this point numerous times. Not right after the Super Bowl, because after the Super Bowl, I was right there with everybody. Like, oh, see, it can be done. Look what that team did to the Chiefs that we can't seem to manage to do. And, like, that's alluring. That's like, oh, I guess I should have thought of that. You know, we already did probably 3 or 4 years earlier when they drafted defensive ends, one, you know, with their first two picks in the draft after losing in the AFC title game there. And so we got to do what Philly did. The problem is Philly was drafting a couple of those guys are high picks that they got in trades that a team as good as them normally wouldn't have gotten their hands on. And, you know, sure, there's their share of guys that just sort of showed up and had an impact and won reps in the Super Bowl and did a great job. They pounded KC in a way that, you know, I don't need style points. I need to beat them. And I'm not losing to them by this huge margin, despite whatever inefficiencies I've got on defense, or worse, you know, flat-out deficiencies, if you want to call them that. The gap has never been that big between me and the Chiefs. So, I don't know, this idea that I'm going to put a defense on the field that's suddenly going to be able to do what Philadelphia did to them, I think is really far-fetched. In one offseason, it's just not going to work. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be building towards something, but I just don't know that. The thing about the receiver is it's not so much to have a guy to impact this year. I mean, that'd be great, but it wasn't realistic if you were drafting a guy on Friday or even Saturday in the draft. It's to get something else in the pipeline, ideally something that could develop into a high-end guy while he's still on a rookie contract. So I don't have to pay the going market rate of $35 million if I want a number one receiver. I get him and I develop him, and then I decide if I want to pay him. And, you know, let's see the case. But you don't even have the guy in the program, then, you know, you hope that that's going to be Keon Coleman, who was a highly drafted guy last year, but it should not have prohibited you from doing more, in my opinion. So that's really the crux of it. It's not so much, you know, oh, I wanted a guy that was going to make them better right now. Because I don't know that, you know, I would maybe side with Bean on that. You know, with the way he came across 2 weeks ago now, or excuse me, last Monday. That, you know, you weren't going to unseat somebody, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be trying, you know, at a higher rate than pick whatever that
240
guy was. 240, thank
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
Caden Prather.
So that's all there is.
I had to ask Sal yesterday his name.
Yeah.
What did we talk about in May 2 years ago about them? What did we talk about? Like, right now, like I mentioned already today, I'm so self-conscious about the receiver stuff because we're doing it all the time, and I'm not even sure how relevant it is. You know, like, just how relevant is the receiver thing? We've had the argument. What did we talk about 2 years ago?
2 years ago...
Diggs?
What, yeah.
Himself?
Well, sure, because that is, we're coming up on that, whenever mandatory minicamp is, that's, you know, mid-May or something, maybe after the schedule, whatever, we get there, or that was June, maybe, but still, it was him. Is he, he's here, he's not here, like that whole thing, that was around this time 2 years ago.
So that happened.
Maybe a little later than now, but still close.
That's right. Whenever it was, that happened, and we discussed, it was kind of heated, like, what did that all mean? Why is McDermott not so forthcoming about Diggs, and where is Diggs' head? And we're reading his tweets, right? And we're sort of trying to figure out everything he says. But that's just all sort of guessing and, you know, back and forth on whether there's a problem or not. And then he shows up for training camp and gives his speech that everybody in the media gave him so much credit for, because it was just like being honest and, you know, how much he loved playing for the Bills and how much he loved Josh Allen and all of that. And then what could you do with it? That was kind of it. Like, you couldn't sit here after that and be like, no, I don't believe him. You know, so, yeah, we did have him. But was there anything else? Like, as far as the makeup of the Bills was, or as far as it went, what was it that we weren't, like, what was the problem? Was there a problem? Was there an issue other than, like, his personality 2 years ago? Because when he was here, then... We didn't look at wide receiver. What wide receiver was then was kind of what you said, but it was definitely, you know, just sort of down the list. Draft somebody and maybe you can find a star, but it wasn't like that person was ever going to be like meaningful on the team, you know, as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
It was more just about the longer term, I guess.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And what did you have? You had Emmanuel Sanders on the team and, you know, veterans being brought in or brought back out of retirement even to fill those roles. That was the wide receiver thing, was how about somebody young that maybe can be his successor?
Exactly. And you know, also on the lower end of that, even a potential Davis replacement. Because you were, you know, by then you're already looking at the finish line there. At least I was. Sure, anything could have changed it. But even off of the incredible performance in the divisional round loss, you know, at the end of the 21 season from Davis, I was not ready to commit a long-term thing to him. I always thought I'm going to need someone to be better than that, and that I don't want to pay, you know, what the market's going to bear for him. So there was always, yeah, I mean, that's trace the credibility of wanting receivers. There's almost always a reason.
Yeah, we'll find one. Well, will the defense investment pay off? The Bills scored 30 points a game, a total of 525. I'm not saying that isn't good, by the way, by my tone there. I get in trouble for my tone. 525 points last year in 17 games. One of 32 teams in the Super Bowl era to reach 500 points in a season. Brandon Bean, in his interview with Tyler Dunn last week, mentioned how Carolina, when he was in Carolina, did that. They were 500 on the nose in 16 games that year. They're also one of the 32 teams to do it. The 2020 Bills did it. You know, and you have teams more recently, Baltimore twice, that have hit 500 points. If you, what are their defense rank? Like kind of teens last year? If they're right, like they picked the right guys with the right approach in this draft, and they sort of just like everything Bean wanted out of this draft, he got. And when it comes to wide receiver, he's like, we didn't need that. We got Josh Palmer, so we didn't need that, which that's going to go down in the annals, I think, if Palmer doesn't, you know, become a different player than he's been in the league. But anyway, like if they are able to elevate the defense like significantly, you've got the possibility of just like an all-time great team. Because what Allen affords you is that, you know, offensively, that potential. And, you know, again, I'm saying if he's right. We don't really need, we didn't need Luther Burden. We didn't need whoever the top free agent would have been. Like, there really wasn't a great name for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they show up this season, and TJ Sanders is a prodigy, and Maxwell Hairston is ready to start, like, right away. And he doesn't have that hard of a job because they're getting pressure up the middle and on the edge, and just everything's perfect.
Landon Jackson.
Yeah, just like if everything sort of happens.
Hits the beach.
For
yeah,
them.
Right.
I mean, this is sometimes true, but not always with a team. Like you don't have as high a ceiling as they do. If they get it right in this one, if Bean is right on this one, they'll be incredible. And I talked about yesterday how with the schedule, my – you know, focus on the schedule is those big home games. But, you know, Warren Sharp had a thing where, like, they play the fifth easiest schedule in the league. The six games in the division, the Browns, the NFC South, like, that's 11 games out of 17.
Right.
That, you know, like, the best team in there from last year is Tampa. So take Tampa out if you want because they're in the playoffs. That's 10 games against teams that were not in the playoffs. So, you know...
Yeah, you can get intimidated looking at the caliber of the marquee opponents, but the rest of it is, you know, you should be able to, even if you really have a tough time with those top teams, you still should be able to get it done.
And those are all home games.
Right.
You know, last year they went to Baltimore, they went to Houston. This year, again, they go to Houston, but I think if that were week one, the Bills would be favored in that game in Houston.
I do too.
Who would they not, the other big games are home games, who would they not be favored against in week one? Is there a team that they wouldn't be favored against? I don't think so. If they went to Pittsburgh or Cleveland, no. If they go to Houston, I think no.
All right. You have to eliminate Philadelphia because
Philadelphia's here. Oh, well, that's right.
They can't come
What's
here
What's the
week
spread
one?
if they were at the Bills week one? Eagles are favored?
Yeah, I think okay. Yeah, you know, two maybe.
That's probably right. I think I agree with that. But you're right. That can't be the game.
Right. So that's eliminated. The rest of it, yeah, no, you would at home, I think, both Baltimore and Kansas City are games you would, if it were week one, I think you'd be favored in.
Maybe not the Ravens.
You think?
Maybe not. Close.
Having beaten them in the playoffs like they did and lost to Kansas City, I feel like Kansas City might be the tighter one, but that doesn't have to be right.
Well, the difference, as I see it, the Bills have beaten the Chiefs 4 years in a row in the regular season, and last year at home, I don't know. I think they would be a small favorite. The Ravens were favored in the playoff game, and I think most people's takeaway from the playoff game would be that the Bills were lucky to beat Baltimore. Three turnovers to none, didn't force a punt, Andrews drop, Andrews fumble, not to double count that. They might be favored here. Is there any chance we'll get that game? Could that be week one?
I wouldn't rule out Sunday night week one, that game. I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, you're talking about the last two MVPs.
Yep.
Talking about a playoff rematch, but it's not like the gaudiest one because it's not from the championship game, but it's still pretty tasty.
Not only the last two MVPs, but they both finished second each of the last 2 years.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Allen was second to Jackson and vice versa.
That is right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't rule that out. It's one of those games that, you know, if we were discussing this in a different context, you might say it's too good for week one, but I wouldn't want to rule it out.
Well, that's cool. That would be amazing. I've liked that game at New England for week one, thinking about whether Diggs would play. But we won't know for a while. I'm ready for dribs and drabs.
How's your schedule sheet doing?
I had the thought today to do another one. Maybe I will. This is the last one I've done, and I don't think it's perfect.
There's a lot more writing on there than there was when I was last here, and I was only gone. I only missed two shows.
So much writing.
I only missed Friday and Monday, and I'm back already. And there's a lot of words there.
I still haven't decided where to put the bye week. But you do have the four. Sal and I talked about this yesterday. The four marquee home games: Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles. I kind of think we'll end up being spread out on the schedule. Like on this one, the stars indicate those four games.
Okay.
Also, the names of the teams do. But because...
I like how you did that.
They're all so big that putting them within 2 weeks together or something like that seems... I don't know. The networks might want to showcase those games. Maybe the Bengals one isn't as big as I'm making it out to be. To me, it's on the same tier.
I think it should be, yeah.
Because the playoff game, Hamlin and Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a team that the Bills haven't figured out yet. Say what you want about whether Baltimore was lucky to, unlucky to lose here. They did lose, and they lost the other time in the playoffs here. So, well, that's next Wednesday.
Yeah. I hope you're right about the spacing it out. I'm just, last year, there's a bye week after the first of these, but they played in consecutive weeks, Chiefs, Niners, Rams, Lions.
That's right. The gauntlet.
I feel like 2023, there's that Eagles game and there's a Chiefs game like that. That's kind of similar to that where, it's Eagles, bye week, Chiefs, Dallas, and then the Chargers. That doesn't really rate. But anyway, I would say in 2023, Eagles, Chiefs, Dallas were certainly three of the biggest marquee games they had on their schedule. Two of them were on the road, but still they played those three games in a row.
That's right. These being all home games is different, makes that different for me. Yep. But you could have two a couple of weeks apart. I don't know about back-to-back, but you certainly could. No rule against it. Looking at the quarterbacks, we don't know who they'll face when they face Cleveland or Pittsburgh. Might depend on when you play them. Early in the season, you get Joe Flacco, maybe Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph. Late in the season, you get Shedeur Sanders, or you get Will Howard even for the Steelers.
Right,
Play a bad team in December, you might expect the rookie to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, not so.
The Rodgers thing is still – that's still –
still nothing.
But it's not definitively dead.
Nope. I think it's the same.
Wow.
Yes.
It's May, right?
Let me check.
That is an incredible thing.
So today, right next, we'll talk to Matt Verderam, who covers the Chiefs. He's been on our show a number of times. Paul Hamilton will join us late in the show. Another great hockey game last night with some controversy. The goalie injured and then taking ill, and when was he concussed, and was it maybe even more than once in the game? Today you're getting the predictable stuff. He's not ruled out, and Sam Bennett, for his part, says, yeah, I didn't mean to do it.
No, going to the net. No league discipline.
No league discipline.
No penalty on the play, no league discipline to follow.
I had a beauty of a question yesterday. I got asked Bulldog that Blues question, don't I? Oh, baby. Let's get that in early because that could take the rest of the day.
Blues like blues the musical genre or blues like the hockey team?
I'm not going to tell you right now.
Okay, that's
Let's
fine.
Just leave it out there.
I want to be. I hope the audience enjoys being left hanging.
It might be both.
Good.
It might be both. It might be. It actually kind of is. It actually kind of is both. All right. So stay tuned for all of that and more. Next, Matt Verderam talking the Chiefs and the AFC. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.